Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jacqueline.
Good evening, my friend.
How are you, my friend?
I am hanging in there. I had a wonderful spiritual gathering this morning at the Livestream Center, and we had a great potluck, and we all munched out.
That's a great thing.
A lot of gathering, you know, and a lot of just sharing, people from many, many different genres. It was just so fun. I love it over there. And, of course, Carolyn runs the place, and she does a stellar job. She had everything all set up, and we've got all the food together and played some beautiful music. And my friend, Marianne Walker, she is a healing harpist. And it's funny because she actually teases people that she's going to harp on them. And these magical harps she has, she actually lays them on their body and plays the harp on them until their chakras clear and they can feel their light. Pretty cool.
I've seen that before. It is pretty cool. It's really awesome. It's one of the.
She invited me to have a treatment with her yesterday for a half an hour. She said, "You need this. You've been under a lot of stress and strain, you know, trying to always help everybody like we are," which was so sweet of her. She had moved into this new place, beautiful. And at one point, we're going to have a special. I'm going to have her on to tell people about the kinds of healing works that she does. But I have to tell you, I felt so much better after a half-hour Reiki treatment with her. And the beautiful music she was playing was just excellent.
Oh, that is one of the modalities that has really intrigued me. When I met this woman who did that, I was just so, you know, with the sound vibration and then the Reiki vibration on top of it, what a wonderful thing. I just think that's just fabulous.
And how about you? How was your new moon?
Yeah, the new moon in Pisces. Hey, right over my Pisces moon.
And the thing is, I never even put that up there for Blog Talk because it's Mercury retrograde. I just blank. I'm thinking, shouldn't we be talking about the new moon?
It's a great thing. You know, I have to say, it gave me an appreciation for my office in Stuart much more. It was an interesting thing, that little... This little stand, they asked me to do this show and be out in the open, in public, in doing what I do at the Flea. So they gave me another booth to do this in on Main Street. And it was between the elements of the weather and the wind blowing my cards and the sun and the openness of it, of how they had me. It was one of the more challenging experiences to get through. And today I had the privilege of going back into my office, and I'm a little bit further back than what I'd like, but it actually was really terrific because here again, Mercury made its last stand by giving me that crazy little gig to do that was really challenging, and then it turns around and brings me back to my home of my office, and my clientele coming to my office and appreciating my office. So I actually had a wonderful experience with it, even though, you know, Mercury retrograde was probably the toughest all the way around that I've ever seen in all the years I've been doing astrology and counseling people. It has amazingly impacted people stronger than I've ever seen.
I agree. Me too. And even in my own personal life. So it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, don't panic yet. Probably not all the information is available. Okay. And think again. And, of course, we're still going to be in the shadow for a couple of weeks. But I think it's going to be getting better just about every day. We're going to feel it lifting off. I already have been feeling a little bit today. Of course, Mars was last night. So You know, with Mars retrograde now, I actually like Mars retrograde because of the fact that I think that it gives us an opportunity to reclaim our peace but still stay motivated.
Absolutely. I love it being in Libra, too, as a retrograde because it really balances that out. It really helps people take that step back that we need to at this point in time and go reclaim our peace. The quote I used for my horoscopes this month is by Katie Lang, and it's called, "It's Not Having What You Want, It's Wanting What You've Got." And I think this Mars retrograde is really going to bring that into motion of really the appreciation for the small things in your life amongst the heavy challenges of the world shifts that have been going on.
Exactly. Now, I didn't get your newsletter this month. I always get it. I kept looking for it, and I didn't get it. I'm like, what's up with that?
I haven't sent it out. I got it done. I just haven't had the time to sit down and send it out. That has been the problem, is that my schedule has just been insane with this Mercury retrograde to where it's just everything is on that edge of that deadline. And unfortunately, my personal clients ended up losing out on this one because I haven't had the time to sit down and do my new, you know, send it out to all my private clients. So.
Right. Well, thank goodness for me, because my son, who takes care of my website, he sent mine out. In the middle of the fact, there's 8 people living in his house. 4 of them have a GI flu, and he managed to get it out for me. I'm like, wow.
Oh, you got to love him. There you go. Give him a big hug for me.
Of course he's an Aries, okay?
Yeah, there you go. All right.
And, of course, the moon is there
that'll
today.
That'll make it happen.
I was happy
yes,
to see the moon going to Aries today. Oh. I like
it
that
is,
Aries
you know,
fire.
That, you know, especially after the Piscean energy, with the new moon in Pisces and being a little heavier than what it was, you know, because Chiron was right in there with it. This new moon was really a regeneration of looking into the faith and really going into the faith, and it was a little heavier than what most Pisces new moons are. And so now that it's the moon's in Aries, it's just like, okay, I feel the energy. Now we can get moving with that, you know?
So. Exactly. Well, the thing that I liked about the lineup with the lights in Chiron is that they were in sextile to Pluto. And I just feel that that empowers people to embrace their healing, whatever that means, whether it's emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, it doesn't matter. To me, I just like the lineup and all the little sextiles to Pluto because I feel like these things that we want to do to better our lives do require a sense of event and process to work simultaneously together. And I thought, oh, that's kind of sweet. And, of course, they're all in trine to Jupiter, who's getting ready to turn around this week.
Yay! I can't
Yay!
Wait.
Me neither.
I don't blame you. Get that thing off my Mars.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Well, we have a number of people on hold, and we've got a couple of 111 numbers. I don't know if one of them is your friend or not, but one of the persons has already been holding for 22 minutes. They've been so excited about the show. How cool is that?
Oh, you guys are so awesome out there. I appreciate our audience. I truly do.
I do, too. All right. Are we ready?
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Yay, I'm number one.
Hey, Deb, how are you doing?
And who is this?
I'm Deb.
Deb
in, out in Washington State. In the beautiful,
gotcha.
Rainy, dreary, overcast Washington State. Can't tell I'm getting cabin fever, can you?
Oh, no.
I'm kind of missing Stuart right now, and that doesn't happen very often. I used to live down there, Jacqueline. I lived in Stuart for 20-some years.
Oh, it's such a, you know, it is a beautiful little place. It's just challenging to keep with it right now, but, you know,
yeah.
Everybody's governmental challenges, but it's it's my favorite place. I fell in love with Stuart when I came to Florida, and it's just my own little oasis or my own little paradise. You know, I really think it's one of the sweeter places around here. So.
Yeah, it is.
I lost
it is
your birth information.
Okay, it is March 14, 1954, and that's 5-4, Carlisle,
uh-huh.
Pennsylvania. Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
And the time? And the time?
11:35 p.m. Isn't that funny? I just drew a blank. 11:35
okay.
p.m. Right, Aphrodite?
Yep.
Isn't that when that is?
Yep, and she's living in Puyallup, or I don't know how you say it, Washington. It's like,
oh.
Puyallup.
It's such a weird name. Is that
it
an
is.
Indian or something?
What's,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Indian influence out here. A lot of Indian.
What state were you born in?
Pennsylvania.
PA. Carlisle.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I started going down and I forgot the state. I was looking down because there's tons of Carlisles in the United States.
Yeah, there are a number. Yeah, there are a number of Carlisles.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Okay, you're saved again.
Yay.
Yay.
Trust me, I need to be saved again. Anyway.
So do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. I want to know about my love life. I want to know if someone's coming in or if there's multiple people. I want to need to know. I'm more than ready.
Where are you going to be on your birthday?
Pardon?
Where are you going to be on your birthday? It's coming up.
Yes, it is. I am going to be in Oak Park, California, visiting my daughter and her family.
All right. Let's take a look and see what's in store for you. Is that by Sacramento or is that San Luis Obispo?
It's actually an hour north of L.A.
So that's San Luis Obispo.
That doesn't sound familiar
Sorry.
To me. It's near...
It's the county that it's in. I know California. I know California.
Oh, okay. That's
so
right. That's right. You're from California. Yeah.
Yeah. So as long as
I don't
it
know
looks
the
by
county.
Sacramento. Yeah, that's the county that it's in, is San Luis Obispo County. So just to
okay.
let you know. But San Luis Obispo is probably another... 60 miles north of that, so of where you're at, Oak Park.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Interesting. Your son is now going to be in your 11th house because of it with Uranus and Aries, okay? And the reason why I'm saying this and talking about the 11th house is because you have Sagittarius ruling your 7th house of one-to-one relationships this year, and Libra is in your 5th house of dating and romance, but Mars retrograde is not in there, okay? It's in the 6th house, so that's a good thing. Okay, and the reason why I brought up the Sun in Pisces and the Uranus in Aries in your 11th house is because this is a great time to be a social creature and develop relationships outside of your regular circle, okay? It tells me when I see this is that you could really find a lot of love out there. People are going to love you. People are going to be looking at you. They're really going to be seeing you for the first time. So you're a commodity this year. I don't think you're going to make a commitment to anybody this year, but I do think you're going to have some romantic times is what I'm going to
okay.
say. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I like the fact that Neptune is transiting your fifth house in your Washington chart, and Chiron and the Sun, and there's some beautiful trines that are going on to your natal Saturn. And I feel that you are looking for someone that you can develop a long-term relationship with, and but you haven't found anyone that has the same kind of depth that you do. But I think you'll have
right.
a lot of fun exploring, just like Jacqueline said.
Yay. Yay.
And, you know, it's interesting to me because... Now, I'm not the expert of the solar return, Jacqueline is, But the thing I like about your solar return chart is that this year, your Venus, your planet of love, is in Aquarius, which means this time, no matter what relationship you embrace, you're not going to sacrifice your independence.
Right.
You're done with the role-playing. You're over that now, okay? Jupiter is direct in your solar return, and it's forming a beautiful trine to Neptune and Chiron, actually. A little bit of a wide orb there, but I like it. And so I think if you can dream it, you can create it.
Absolutely.
And the most important thing for you is you need someone with a sense of humor.
Oh, do I ever. Yes, I do.
Yep.
Yes, I do.
You know, it's going to make life fun because you work hard, you're so devoted to your family, and whoever you bring into your life has to love, you know, children and grandchildren because you're just so there. It's so much a part of you.
Right.
You know?
And
you know what? I don't think it's that hard to find because, you know, it's interesting since I moved to Roanoke, because Virginia is a very different culture than Florida. But since I moved here, I mean, the family orientation here, love of children, the parks. We have a park every three blocks here. It's amazing.
Right.
And they're always full of children and parents. It's like very cool.
Yeah.
And so I think that these are the things that you're looking for. I think sometimes we're looking for a personal relationship. We think about ourselves. We think about who we've been with that didn't work. But we need to take a step back and look at our whole lifestyle and who could just walk in and enjoy it with you. Okay?
Right.
That's a little bit of a different stretch, but it's something for you to think about and meditate on.
Okay. So I need to do some projection on exactly what I want.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This is a great time.
Okay. All right. But I have one question though. The Jacqueline, when you were talking about my solar return, asking where I was going to be on my birthday. So how does that? What you said is that only for like that week around my birthday, or how?
And I'll give you. It's March 14th at 10:43 a.m. You need to be there. That's when you need to be there. I like having somebody settled for at least 24 hours.
10:43 p.m. or a.m.? Oh, a.m., okay.
A.m. Okay, is actually when the sun returns to the exact same spot as when you're born. And here again, I prefer for somebody to be in that spot for 24 hours at least. It does give a little bit of wobbliness to it if you're there and then you're gone. But here again, it works either way. It sets that impression either way at that location. So it sets you with a Gemini rising. It sets you really out. You know, the big thing about this is that your work is going to be amazing in this chart. And it's really going to get you out into the public. You're going to get established, well established, in the environment of where you live, which is great. Okay, exactly. I really like this one for you. It's got great benefits financially as well as publicly for you.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Then I guess I just need to venture outside my usual circles, and I will be at my daughter's for a couple days before my birthday and a couple days after my birthday, so that's good.
You're going to have so
beautiful.
Much fun. I love all the pictures you put on Facebook. You are just gleaming, babe. You are just gleaming on Facebook.
Well, there will be more to follow, and we are going to the Ellen DeGeneres TV show, so while I'm there.
Oh,
so that will
great.
Be fun.
There's your laughter and fun. I love it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, thanks, gal, and yay, Mercury's direct, because it was brutal. You were right.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, love
brutal.
You, girl. God
it's
bless.
Be on TV.
All right. Well, we'll
get a lot of publicity.
Well, I'm hoping that I'll be on TV, but we'll see.
I'm betting you will.
Well, March 12th show is when we're going.
Oh, it's set into motion at that point in time. You know, your solar return, you're just picking up the energy. It's already set into motion. 2 days before your birthday, you're going to be on TV.
All right. Maybe I'll even win an iPad. That would be wonderful.
Better tape the show.
Oh, trust me. Yeah, BBR is set. So.
Excellent.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That is so classic of her solo return.
Don't cut me off. I'm going to stay on the show, though.
All right, I'll put you on hold.
All right, thanks.
Cool. You're welcome.
You're going to love her.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it fits into her chart so well. I'm just laughing because it's so much her solar return.
I know it. I love it. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hello. Hi.
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 How are you this evening?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Nice to have you call in tonight.
Thank you. It's my first time.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to take very good care of you then.
You're so funny. Well, you know, I don't usually do astrology, but they say they're pretty good. You're pretty good with timing.
Yes.
Okay. What did you need? You need my birthday?
Yes, please.
When is your birth date?
It's September 1st, 1965.
And what time are you born?
Around 11:43 p.m. I'm a Gemini rising.
And what city were you born in?
Livonia, Michigan.
Livonia?
Mm-hmm.
And do you
Can
still
you
live there?
Can you spell that for me, please?
No, I live in Ohio.
Oh, what part of Ohio?
Cleveland, the Westlake area.
Ah, I go up to Paintsville.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
What city again
Pardon
in
me?
Ohio?
The main city is Cleveland. How's that?
Okay, great.
Westlake is fine, too. Could you spell Livonia for me, please?
Yep. Livonia.
Okay. And what state again?
The Michigan.
Michigan. Okay. And you had a question for us tonight?
Yes. I'm looking for a job. And I was wondering if you could, pick up timing when I'm going to get one. I'm unemployed.
It sure seems like the time is now. The new moon just hit you in the 10th house.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Stress the past 2 months. It's 2 months now. At the end of this month, it was 2 months. The end of February.
It's coming back. It's really, everything in here shows that it should be very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jupiter's going into your second house, but it's going to turn direct in your first house. So don't be surprised because the benefits are going to be coming to you. Saturn being in your sixth house retrograde right now is really going back and slowing things down a little bit for you, but it's redirecting the work that you're doing. And so I really think it's headed in a really great direction. Chiron is going to hit your natal Chiron, and I think there's a major transformation coming up for you.
You see that in the next, month or two?
This month. It's all changing this month. What I just told you is all shifted this month.
It's new moon to new moon. It's new moon
the
to
last
new moon,
two months
and
have been
two
so
new
hard.
Moons this
oh.
month. It's new moon to new moon, so there's two new moons this month. And the new moon kind of set you up for a new opportunity and career because it was in your 10th house. And so because of that, before the last day of this month, you should have a job. Now, the other thing I want to ask you, what do you do for work?
I'm in, the financial, insurance, healthcare,
investments. All right.
Investments,
Securities for people.
Yep,
right?
You got it.
Yep, Okay, because you have your Virgo planets in that fourth house of security, so I really feel good about it. I think Jack and I both agree that the way the planets are moving now is kind of strange because last night Mars went retrograde, and then today, before the show, Saturn went retrograde. Now, they haven't been up till now, and it may be something you've already applied to or looked into. Or peruse, shall we say. So don't be too surprised if something you thought, maybe it won't work out, does. Okay? So just be willing to look at all possibilities. Okay? That's what I think.
It's investment banking, if that's a better choice of word. That'll be more understanding.
Yeah, it is. With Saturn and Scorpio. Yep, that's great. This is a good time to do that.
Yep.
You see me in a job then in the next, month or two.
Yeah,
this month. Quit saying two.
Okay, now.
It's really
I know, you guys.
Really
I'm
present.
Just very stressed. Oh, my gosh. My finances are going to be okay. I've been so okay so far.
Jupiter is going to start its trek through your second house. Jupiter is your guardian angel. It brings great benefits along with it. And it's just, it's going to start to make that financial situation shift. There's no question about it. See, that's one of the affirmations I see here as far as this job is concerned, is that Jupiter, the financial situation, is going to make a shift for the positive. And your career is making a shift. So when you have that, you know, there's no doubt you're going to get a job within this month. I guarantee you.
Oh, my God. I'm so – I've never been late for Bill. Don't laugh. I know. But who – and 2 months I've been out, and now it's going to start getting tight. Does that make sense? I mean tight.
Oh, yeah.
So you see everything
– Virgos are. They're very, very highly ordered. But you see, the nice thing about Jupiter, as Jacqueline pointed out, it's the largest planet. It's the planet of good fortune and abundance. It gifts you because of the spiritual path you're on. You have so much integrity. You know, and
I do, though. I do. You're right.
Into your second house, it's still going to be in trying to your Mars in Scorpio. And the key here was that you were supposed to find a way to support yourself abundantly that you were impassioned by. And some of the things you've been looking at, you were not, but you were willing to settle because you were scared.
And you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Okay.
And so now that's changing. You're saying, no, I want to have passion and I want to have abundance. And I know that God loves me and it's coming.
Oh, God, I feel so much better. Whew. Okay, anything else you see for me? You guys, it's a scary feeling to be out of work, boy.
I know. Now, are you involved in a romantic relationship?
No, I'm not.
Is it somebody that you want to come back from the past?
There could be. Wow.
Because Mars is retrograde now. It went retrograde just a day ago. But what it's going to be doing, the same time you're looking for the job, it's going to be backing up and conjoining your Venus, your planet of love, and your fifth house of romance. So if you've been looking for someone to return
it, boy.
That person could return, or you could end up finding someone new that has a lot of the same qualities. This Mars in Libra is a little tricky, okay? But I have a feeling that what you're looking for, you're either going to have a sense of deja vu with a new person, or somebody from your past could return to you.
You know, I don't doubt that, but right now I'm just so worried about my job. But I know. I do meet people. That's just not my frame of mind right now. Does that make sense? I know.
It makes sense. You have that Virgo sun. You have to be working or else your ego goes way down the tubes. I understand that.
I know. You always have to be helping somebody. I know. Okay, so new job is coming. Romance is next. Let's work on the job. Anything else? Everything looks good?
Everything looks good. And just remember one thing. You have tremendous powers of concentration because of your Mars and Scorpio.
I do.
Okay? Yes, you do.
You're right. I have a very strong mind.
It's very important for you to stay very focused on what you desire.
And
but at the same time, although you think you need to do things in a certain order, that may or may not be the order that Spirit has planned for you. So I'm just going to put a thought out to you. Keep your doors and windows open, knowing sunshine and good things are coming in, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay?
Oh, gosh, that was amazing. Listen, it's really, astrology is, I don't usually use that, perfect. Okay, listen, thank you so much. You made me feel so much better.
Well, God bless you. Keep us posted. Call back and let us know what happens.
I will. Listen, have a wonderful evening, okay? Both of you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Wow, I love that powerful energy of the Scorpio in her chart.
Oh, yeah, but that is always, you know, with the Virgo energy, they pick on themselves a little hard. You know, they're a little overly critical of themselves. You know, and that's the downside of that. That's what comes, she's so stressed out. But she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She's got the power and the force to do it.
Yeah, she does indeed. All right, are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
It's a 111 number, so good luck with that. Let's see.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you? Hello, are you there? This is the Illumination Station. Well, we're sorry we missed you. Call back. Now, both of the other two are 111 numbers, so good luck with that.
We'll just go through all the 111 numbers.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
The Illumination Station.
The Illumination Station. Are you there?
Bourbon.
Japan.
Trying to get me drunk. Hello.
Hello, are you
Hello.
There?
Hello.
Good evening.
You're
on the air.
Nobody else. Tommy listens to these two girls. They're his friends, one of them. And it's a radio station with horoscopes. And he's like, call them. He told me last week. And I said, I forgot.
Oh, how? That's fun.
And he calls up and he doesn't answer. And they know it's him because he says 111 on the thing.
Right.
Oh, and who are you? Hello?
What's your name? What's your name? You there?
People call up.
Yeah, we look at your astrology chart on screen and tell you what we see.
How was your day?
My day was fabulous. How about yours?
Carol just texted me, are you going to work now? I said, my husband said he better find me home when he gets home from work.
I don't think she hears us.
Are you there?
Hello?
Boring.
Are you there?
Maybe she just doesn't want to talk. Maybe we should put her on hold again.
All right, we'll put her back on hold. It's a very strange night.
It is. Let's take the next number. See if they're there.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, Mrs. Diana. Can you give me another 5 minutes before taking a call because I'm inside the store?
Okay, then.
Oh.
Okay. Give me 5 more minutes. Thanks.
Okay. And we thought Mercury retrograde was over. Good luck with that.
Wow.
All right. Let's try that. They're all 111 numbers, so I don't even know who's who anymore.
Okay. Well, let's try another one, see if we can't find somebody out there.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? Hello? Are you there? Wow. We're batting 1,000 here.
We are. Okay.
Well, you know, in a way, this gives me an opportunity to share something. You and I both share something with the five major things that are going on over the next week, cosmically. I mean, we've all been going through a very tough and challenging time. And now what's happening is that we just had Mercury go direct. Venus is ready to finally get out of Capricorn and go into Aquarius, which is going to be a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Jupiter is going to be going direct, okay? And to me, we're entering a much better cycle. But
oh,
all
I
this
agree.
Is happening in such a short period of time. It's bizarre.
And it kind of has that unusualness to it, and I think this week is really going to be up and down for a lot of people to where they're not going to know where they stand, or, you know, things are just going to start these weird shifts, because here again, you know, with Venus going into Aquarius, it's going to really lighten people up. We've had that Venus retrograde and then in Capricorn and then go back. So we've all had a very heavy Venus for a long period of time, and I think this is really going to bring people out. But they're still going to be unsure because of all these shifts, you know, with Mars going, I mean, with Jupiter going direct and Mars retrograde. And, you know, the new moon, and we can keep going. This whole week is one shift after another. And so I think that really it's a great time just to go with the flow of things.
Exactly. And sometimes it's hard to do that. Are you
especially
still there?
When everything's shifting on you.
Yeah,
I'm here. Especially when everything's shifting on you, because everything is going to make these shifts. So it's all these sudden changes that are going to be going back and forth. And that does, you know, make people a little unsure.
Exactly. And
but
to me,
it's all good.
It is all good. I think that Venus in Capricorn, to me, has been tough because I have a lot of planetary energy in Cancer. And it's been about love and responsibility and wanting to be there for other people and all that kind of thing, which is really good. But in that process, sometimes it becomes a bit burdensome, even though you mean it. And now with it going into Aquarius, I'm looking at putting myself back into my life more, you know, to have some time when I'm away from my responsibilities and simply letting myself out to play.
What was that? Hello? Hello?
I'm on the air. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. We're experiencing some technical difficulties right now. I just completely lost Jacqueline, and it's like they cut me off, and then they wanted me to end the show. So this Mercury retrograde is like still on top of me.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Are we on the air or no?
I think we're on the air, but I lost Jacqueline.
Okay. But anyway, I was just going to comment, you know, since this Mercury went direct, I just feel the energy shift, you know, from everybody, that even just the callers, and it's been a good thing just to get the release, and you can finally stop, you know, vibrating back and forth and move on. So
exactly. But I'm still feeling, because Mercury is still in its shadow for a couple of weeks, we're still going to be dealing with it, you know, but it's going to be lesser and lesser every day. But I did feel the shift, and things aren't quite as confining with the communication, but at the same time, it's like, we've had people that won't pick up a call. They can't hear us. I got cut off. She's lost somewhere out in the cosmos. I don't know where she is, Jacqueline. But hopefully she'll call back
okay.
in.
Yeah. All right, Aphrodite. Well, listen, you have a good night, and we will talk to you soon.
You have a blessed night, too. All right. God bless. I'm not sure what technically is going on with the show tonight, but there's a little bit of difficulty dealing with Blog Talk Radio tonight. And so I'm just going to hope that my partner Jacqueline calls back in. If you'd like to get a reading, please call us at 213-286-6741. We're talking about the many shifts and changes going on with the planets and how important it is to ride the wave and kind of go with the flow. And with Mars being retrograde in Libra, it's kind of like the sign of the peaceful warrior. And so it is a time when compromise is supreme to conflict. And agreeing to disagree, and this is a very strong cycle, this is a long cycle. Mars is going to be retrograde in Libra between now and the 20th of May. And it's still going to be in the sign of Libra until the end of July. So this is a time when we can create important compromises. And we can appreciate that we don't have to agree with everyone we love. Now, the new moon lunation that we just had in Pisces, we had Venus and Mars in square, okay? So it's the balancing of the yin-yang energy, the masculine and the feminine. That's very important in this cycle of time between now and the next new moon, which is the last day of this month. In January, we had two new moons in 1 month. In February, we had only one full moon. And now this month of March, we have two new moons again. The second new moon is called the Black Moon. And it's a very good time for ritual. Ah, there's my partner. Hi, Jacqueline.
How are you?
Still under the auspices of Mercury retrograde. I got shut off and they asked me if I wanted to end the show and I told them no and I had to call back in and they said, well, we're going to reconnect you. I'm waiting.
Oh, it's always fun and games. You know, Mercury always has to make its last stand in those shadows and do little funny things.
Absolutely. I believe your beloved called in. We had a brief chat.
Oh.
Saying how he could feel the shift, and I said, well, let me just tell you what just happened.
It's crazy how things go.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, if you're going to trust God, you have to trust God's timing.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That's a hard thing to do, you know. That's a hard thing to do in this day and age because everybody's so used to, you know, press a button, something happens, cation, if you will. And it teaches us, like you said, patience.
That it truly does. And it's not, you know, it's again, it gives you the time to reevaluate and really look at what's in front of you and what joys you have in the challenges that are being brought to you because there's always a gift given. And you were, I did hear you talking about the yin-yang energy, which I thought that is perfect of it because it is having that shift of the positive and negative. And I think that's just a great way of looking at it as the yin and the yang.
Exactly. You know, I mean, sometimes people misunderstand me when I talk about the masculine and the feminine. I'm talking about that in the esoteric sense. I'm not talking about your physical sexual orientation. I'm talking about the nurturing aspect versus the proactive aspect, okay, and how those two things work together so well because what we strive so hard to create, we decide that we want to share at some point with someone in our lives, and that's how they're supposed to work together. And I was talking today when I was at the Lifestream Center doing the spiritual gathering today about it is about looking at a square, not when you have a square in your chart, it's not telling you can't, it's telling you must meet the challenge of the square. And if you start to really think about it, rather than trying to avoid it or run away from it, and you say, how can I meet the challenge of this square? Then all of a sudden, you get a lot of input, okay, of how you can deal with situations, even if they seem deadlocked, in a unique way.
Absolutely. I call a square a calculator, because if you take the steps to put in the right numbers and watch the numbers you're putting them in, you're going to end up with the right result. It's when you move too quickly that you make mistakes with a calculator. And so it is. And like you said, if you stop and you take a look, it will give you the steps to make the success out of the square. And, you know, what I find truly is when you meet that challenge, you get a greater satisfaction of the success at the end result.
Absolutely. Oh, we have another caller. You want to take it?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello to the both of you. This is Ibatar calling from Colorado. Hello?
How you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you?
Give me your name again.
Ibatar.
Spell it for me.
Ibatar.
And what's your birthday?
5853.
And what time were you born?
12:45 a.m. Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Do you still live in the Windy City?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, I remember that now. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
And what city in Colorado?
In Denver.
Ooh, is it really as beautiful there as they say?
Yes, it is.
I've only traveled through there once, but I've always wondered. I've traveled through there in the summer, so I never saw it, you know, like with the snow drifts and people doing all the winter sports.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful here. Very close to nature. If you're a nature girl, you'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah, nature can be cruel, but nature can also be stunning.
Yes, very stunning.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to know how this Grand Cross is going to affect me that's coming up.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. I feel you're pretty protected. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think you're pretty darn protected. I really agree with this.
She's got herself totally covered here. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is a shift if more on the spiritual side or more at looking things in the broader picture or bigger picture for you to where you're going to see or have a stronger feeling of what the end result is going to be of circumstances in your life. I really think it's opening a strong channel of spirituality for you is what I think it's doing.
Creativity, imagination. I mean, it's like poetry in motion.
Oh, wow.
It really is. It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the creativity bubbling, just bubbling over, and I got to find vessels for it. I'm writing a book this year and publishing a book this year, too.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm gonna tell you that I think if you're publishing a book this year, also try and put it on audio.
Okay.
Because
Because
the world is in such motion right now. Like, I make two Florida trips a year. And I usually listen to two books on the way down and two books on the way back. Because I go from Virginia to South Florida. And I tell you what, it's so nice for people to be able sometimes, if they don't have time to just sit quietly and read a book, if they have to travel in their work or they're in their car for a certain number of hours a week, they have the opportunity to read the book through their ears, which is, like, so cool.
Yeah, I was kind of guided to do that, too. So that was going to work, too.
Now, if you do it, I'm going to encourage you that you record your voice with your book.
Yes.
Because I think you have a natural poetic sense. And your Mars is a Gemini. And people are going to identify with your inflection.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I really think that this new moon, because this new moon was also your lunar return. And it really gave it that emotional boost, having it conjunct the sun and Chiron.
Powerful.
And I really think that this whole move, and especially this week, because Jupiter's going to go direct and it's going to go over your Uranus in your sixth house. So if you're publishing something, that's really going to be a spark. It's going to be an inspiration. Are you writing this at home? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm writing it at home. I'm self-publishing.
It's really powerful. Yeah, it's really powerful right now to have this in your home, you know, as far as where your comfort zone is to make it happen. But, I'm suggesting this is a good time to really utilize that creativeness in your home. I think you're really going to find your result there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It may get picked up by a bigger publisher later on, but for right now, I'm going to, you know, do all the designing and writing and everything and get it out there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you're both inspirational and practical. I just love the combination, you know. And I think a lot of people will benefit from your writings. I think a lot of people will benefit from also being in your presence.
Yes.
So when it comes time to do the book signing, show up.
Okay.
And do you have any other questions for us? How are things going on in your love life?
I don't have one right now. I was told that I was going to meet somebody, which I haven't met as of yet. But it's been kind of inactive for a while now.
Well, Jupiter's turning around in perfect trine to your moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing it on the 6th of this month. So it's transiting your 7th house of close personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing it's going to do is it's going to pass over Uranus in your 7th. So you're going to meet someone who's secure than themselves, but they are a hot ticket. They are so funny, and they are so unpredictable. They think outside the box. Some of that I think is going to stimulate your own personal imagination. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds exciting to me.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I do feel that it's going to your love life is going to start to open up again here. It's kind of like spring for you again. You're meant to be inside finishing up this book at this point in time, but I'm looking more towards June, July, this whole thing transpiring as far as your love life is concerned. So it's kind of like you're made to, you know, for the next couple of months to stay a little bit more close to home, and then all of a sudden burst out. And I think there's some opportunities out there, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. I think that you want to do certain things with your book, so you're very focused on that, because you're a person that likes to do things on time. You're pretty dedicated.
Right.
And you want to work your strategy, and I think when you get to that point of you're feeling, wow, it's done the way I wanted, I'm good to go, that's when love can walk right in your front door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it is a priority, and you know, I haven't been really just out there like that, looking at there was somebody that I was interested in, but you know, he was in a relationship already, so you know, I'm just really focused on, you know, getting this done.
Right. And as Jacqueline pointed out, with that new moon energy being so strong, this is a powerful month for you to do it. This is a powerful month for you to get to where you feel really comfortable and happy with the product.
Mm-hmm. When you say this
month, should be almost done.
You mean February, or you mean within the next 30 days?
March.
Okay.
Between now and the end of the month, I have a feeling you're going to feel you're good to go.
Okay.
Because it's two new moons in one month. I started it,
and then everything just came to a halt. And then I was given some information that some of the things I need to change around, you know, subtitles and things of that sort. But I'm really feeling like, okay, now it's time. You know, it's time. It's time now to get get going on this day.
Those changes,
absolutely.
You can do it,
it
in
is.
A fortnight. You can do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mars is retrograding onto your Saturn and Neptune. I feel in the next 2 weeks, you could have all these recommendations completed and be feeling really good about it.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I really got that it was not going to take me a long time once I sit down and actually do it. It's not going to take me a long time.
Not at all. Not at all. We're so
thank
glad
you
called
so
in tonight. Well, God bless
yeah,
you.
I
keep us
too.
Posted. Call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
Bless you guys, too. Bye-bye.
Well, Jacqueline, we only have 4 more minutes left on the show, so why don't you tell people the classes that you're doing and how they can meet you?
Well, I'm also starting something new, too, as well, and I didn't even tell
oh,
you about
really?
It yet.
Oh, really? Great. Okay. That's great. Go for it.
Okay, this is part of this crazy week that happened. Some of my students have, and this is not only the classes that I'm teaching now, but the students from previous classes, have requested something more as far as an advanced astrology class, something to get some more meat into. And I really didn't want to do an advanced astrology class. I just didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. So in my travels, all of a sudden the inspiration came that I'm going to be doing a astrology share group, which would take in modalities from, you know, beginners to professionals, and
oh,
really having a topic
idea.
A week, and discussing the topic of the week, you know, and everybody just gathers and, you know, everybody learns from that. And so I think that's, you know, I thought that was quite inspiring. So I am going to start that in about 2 weeks in Vero Beach at Spark of Divine. So
beautiful.
I'm all excited about that.
Beautiful.
And I'm teaching beginning astrology both in Stuart and Vero Beach right now at the B&A Flea Market and Spark of Divine. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can call me at 772-286-2720.
Excellent.
And you, Aphrodite, what are you up to?
Well, I am teaching a tarot share group at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke, Virginia. And I'm also doing a spiritual gathering at the Lifestream Center the first Sunday of the month, which is really great today. We had a wonderful time. And I'm also an associate pastor down at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel in Radford, Virginia. And I'm going to be traveling to South Florida, which I do twice a year, once before and once after hurricane season. And I'm going to be booking appointments down in West Palm Beach with Tomas, the Rainbow Bridge. And I'm going to be there like the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And seeing all my friends from all those years I was down
yay.
In Florida. And also seeing my friends and family. And because, you know, my son and his wife and my 6 grandkids and my new little great-granddaughter Isabella are all going to be down there. But you can reach me for a reading on the phone, a phone consultation. I do record my readings. I think Jacqueline does as well. And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. And I want to really thank all of you that listen and all of you that call in, because we're so happy to serve you. And it makes us happy to know that we've given you a little bit of advice, we've seen what the timing of events might be, things you maybe have to pull back a little bit, and then when you need to charge forward. And that's the beautiful thing about astrology, isn't it, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Going with the flow of the energies and utilizing them to their greatest advantage is what I think astrology is best for, because there's always good and there's always bad. But utilizing it in its greater advantage and utilizing the timing of things and going with the flow can really manage your life easier and bring much more joy to your life.
And also we do things like relocating you, compatibility charts. We can look at your past lives. You know, there's different things that we can do with astrology. Astrology is such a multifaceted art science. It's just, I just love it. 38 years later, I'm still saying I love it.
And you and I always will. It's you know, it's just a way of life. It's our passion. I mean, it really is. Both you and I understand that, you know, it's just such a beautiful thing, astrology is, to really be able to look up at the stars and know that these energies are shifting one direction or another and really going with the flow of it to make it all work at its greatest being. It's just a great thing, you know.
It certainly is. Well, we thank you all for listening and joining us for the show, and we'll be speaking to you next week.
Have a good week.
God bless. Good night.